Sweet.
Sound.
Expedition.
Sound.
Sweet.
Expedition.
Sound.
Expedition.
On Huntley Community Radio.
Welcome back to Sound Expedition. I'm your host, Anthony Stagno. That's Tim Adams, former proprietor of Ajax Records. And what you just heard was This Kind of Punishment. We alluded to the Jeffries Brothers earlier, so we don't really need to talk about them too much. But what I am excited about is what's coming up next. You've got Slovenly on deck.
Yeah, great band. So for a brief time, probably a year, year and a half, I took on a partner at Ajax, my friend Bill DeLeonardis. He was the bass player for Repulse Cava, a Chicago kind of experimental jazzy SST type band that I put out an album by. But Bill was going to do a label called El Sol, S-O-L, and he did actually do a 7-inch And I was like, well, you know, why don't we just combine forces and you can put out what you were going to put out on El Sol and Ajax. So we did that. And Bill, he had some connections with Joe Carducci, who used to help run SST. Joe Carducci had produced the Repulse Cava album. And through some connection, Bill got in touch with Slovenly, who were on SST and not the biggest band, but definitely one of our favorites, like this kind of quasi-experimental, but also kind of hooky and just very artsy post-punk band. And they offered to do a 7-inch. It was a 4-song 7-inch called Driving Home Abernathy. Really, pretty proud of that record, and I think it's one of the few Slovenly record that's not on either New Alliance or SST.
Awesome. Well, after Slovenly, we've got songs from Repulsive and St. Johnny, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah. WHRULP
101.5 FM.
You know darn well I can't play without a guitar string.
That was St. Johnny Go to Sleep. And one thing we haven't really talked about yet, Tim, was your store. And I hear there's a good story about the beginnings of the store, if you'd like to share.
Ajax was a mail order company and a label and a distributor. But really, the mail order is where we made money. I did not make money from the label for the most part. Pretty much what I made just went back in the label. We were doing these apartment sales like once a month. I would send out a postcard to the people that lived in the nearby states saying, hey, do you want to come by and just buy records direct from us? And they were always successful. But I had a nosy next door neighbor at the time, this guy that ran a bar, and he was mortal enemies with my landlord because she was considered a yuppie and I was in a really bad neighborhood. Believe it or not, it was 1239 North Greenview, which is a beautiful neighborhood nowadays. But I was out there delivering packages to the UPS driver one day, and Bo, the guy that owned the bar next door, was asking me, hey, do you got some sort of business there? And I said, yeah, it's a mail order. And 2 days later, the Department of Revenue shut me down for not having a business license. So we decided right then and there, we'll just do a store. And that's the story of the origins of the Ajax store, which was on Chicago Avenue at Levitt. I was there a couple of years, lost the lease, moved to another location. And my dad died, asked my landlord to let me out of the lease early.
A very interesting story indeed, Tim. Okay, next up we've got songs from The Renderers and East River Pipe.
It's sad, you need me to make you feel like a man. I feel bad, but I had about as much as I can stand. And I'm leaving like a coward, clearing out before you get home tonight. You're like, I'm getting out without a fight. I don't understand what it means to you to be a man. I got mad when you tried to fit me into your plan. Tried to stop me drinking, and you tried to stop me thinking all the time. You wanna make all the decisions, even when you don't make them right. I gotta pretend I can't make it alone. Mac and I can't do half the things that I can. Just so you can feel like a man.
And that was East River Pipe, one of 60 releases that Ajax put out into the world for our enjoyment. Tim, this was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. It's been fun.
It was fun, and I surely learned a lot. My hope is that a lot of people who listened tonight got a great introduction to many of the acts to which you helped foster their careers. That's it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. The song to take us out is from a band called Swell, and the song is What I Always Wanted.
Failing to come down. failing to calm down.
Day.